This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sorry. Quick, Ben! He's actually going to dive.
I'm sorry.
Let's go.
I threw a full Esther. Let's go. You've been waiting to run off, the two of you, hand in hand, skipping up the pavement.
Yeah, we're going to go and have some kombucha.
Oh, really?
Yep, eat something plant-based. I say who I'll miss.
When?
What do you mean, when?
Who you'll miss when?
Oh, I just want to talk about someone that I'll miss when they go away. Or two people I will miss when they go away.
Who?
I'm going to miss Meghan and Harry. Whenever it is that they decide to cool it on all this crap, I'm really going to miss them. Because this pickle that they've got themselves in is a proper doozy. I cannot watch and I cannot look away.
I absolutely want to talk about that completely. Can we start with the budget?
Oh, the budget.
Is that okay? I know. And it's like, it's great, but if we could start the podcast with the budget, it'll look like...
Should we do my tax return next? Do you want to go through my receipts?
No. I can see you're all full of beans to do, Meghan and Harry, and I am too, but... This is, remember we talked about, this is the podcast about the budget. This is the budget podcast.
I thought it could come later. Okay, the budget.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Have you got anything to say about it? No.
No, I do have something to say about the budget, actually.
Did you watch it?
No, but I've read all about it. I know what's
there hasn't, you haven't read, where have you read about it?
In all the business sections, it's like leaked all the stuff.
You've started this all wrong, and because Ben's always on your side, it's bound to all be in.
I do know the thing that, what happened that you care about, and I know what was in the budget. Corporation tax.
Ah. Yes. Well, look, so while you were in here... No, it's fine. This is the only...
Normally, the budget's going to be boring, right? The budget is just like, we're going to tax you all. They're cutting... The only thing that anyone cares about is booze.
No,
and
that's
bags.
The great mistake that is always made. And right. Yeah, and he was, and Ben came in complaining he'd saved that till the 35th minute, as if that was all that mattered. Ben and all his hipster friends really worrying they're going to bring in a fermenting tax and a beard tax and a lumberjack shirt tax and a Hoxton tax. No, sorry, Ben, I don't mean to put it.
They've actually slashed the duty on alcohol to encourage people to go to the pub.
They haven't slashed the duty on alcohol. They have frozen. Frozen the vodka. There's a tax on frozen vodka. They've frozen the increases, okay? No, so the point, the headline thing is what they've done to corporation tax, okay? And a couple of other tax things, which is going to cost us about £30,000 a year.
Right.
Okay? So we're going to have about £30,000 a year less, except that they've frozen the alcohol duty, so we will claw a little bit back.
Yes, we'll claw most of that back.
You need to drink about 15 million quid's worth of booze. Then the next year, to take advantage of the amount of duty.
The next year? I can do that in 3 months.
Then we're absolutely fine. Because then the duty that we haven't paid because it hasn't been raised will cover the enormous amount of money that we've lost as a result of tax raises.
Okay. And was there anything else in there that you thought was notable so far? I mean, it's only been going on for an hour. Doesn't the budget usually go on for about 3 hours?
Well, I don't know. I was just... I had this plan that we'd have this sort of family budget watching session and do a podcast all about the budget.
I'm sorry. It didn't work out like that.
Because we needed to basically do the budget, talk about the all the sort of... Boris and Carrie.
Listen, get real. Politics. Get real, Giles. Are you actually going to write a column about the budget?
Oh, you bring it back to the old, and we're going to record.
Well, I do bring it back to that because I think what you're doing is just using this as a stick to beat me with the fact that I wasn't completely paying attention to the entire...
No, I used the stick over there. I had the stick. The big stick in the corner is the stick I used to beat you with. This is familiar.
Well, let's see you try.
So basically, there's the Rishi thing. There's the slick Rishi. You know, Rishi's done this 5-6 minute video funded by the taxpayer about all his achievements, all the things he's been great at.
He's very much into his personal brand, isn't he?
And he, yeah, and he's been really good at having his nice hair, and he's been really good at his suits. Not very good at being taller than 4'11". Quite good at standing out, holding his briefcase and stuff.
But the thing is, he's nice and in proportion, so you can't tell how short he is unless he's standing next to someone else. A bit like Stuart Broad, who looks like a perfectly normal person until he's standing next to someone like a normal size, and you're like, "Whey!"
Well, because the other thing, of course, is that Boris turns out to be really small. Very Remember, small. Boris is.
Boris shorter. I met Boris shorter than me.
He's not shorter. Is he shorter?
Well,
not.
I was wearing heels, so.
No, he's my height. He's about 5 foot. He's a little bit shorter than me, shorter but 19 stones. So he was like, I didn't realise that he was so short until they showed up. So that's why he's taken Rishi as his chancellor, so that he can appear that bit taller. And it's why they'll be really glad that the England cricket team look like losing the series in India, which starts the final test tomorrow. Because if they'd won, they'd have to be invited to Downing Street. And then Rishi and Boris would have looked, they'd have looked like little ball boys standing
Absolutely.
There next to these giant men. So they've got to constantly hope that they lose.
But Rishi, so are we looking at... So what you're saying with Rishi is, are we looking at the next Prime Minister? That's what you're saying.
Are you persuaded by the branding? Did you see this...
Oh, I love Rishi Sunak.
In what way?
I mean, oh my God, he's just so reassuring. He's just like,
you know. Did you hear him talking with his sort of nerdy voice? He's quite just...
I love a nerd. I mean, look, Rishi reminds me of boys I was at school with. And they were just great. They were just solid. They were funny. They were nice. So yeah, I like Rishi. Rishi is to me familiar. He's homely. I like his branding thing. I'm not sure about the sweatshirt with Stanford written across it.
Yes, which caused us, which was a picture in the paper yesterday, which caused me to go and Wikipedia whether or not he'd been at Stanford. And while I was looking it up, we were trying to decide, is it more nerdy to have a Stanford jersey, you know, because you went on a little trip there and bought one?
Yeah,
or is
right.
it worse if you were at it?
Because, if you were actually there.
Because to actually, I mean, Americans do that, because I thought he was also at Oxford. But
yeah,
he would never
I'm amazed he was only at Oxford and Stanford.
Cambridge
primary.
And Yale and Harvard.
Yeah, the whole lot.
But he would never wear an Oxford sweatshirt. Because his brand people would say that it was elitist.
That's elitist,
because
yeah.
he went to Winchester and they've got to try and make it out like they want state school kids to go to.
Right,
so,
right.
So he wears the Stanford thing. Although it's a double bluff because he's wearing it because everyone's going to know he went there to do postdoctoral after Oxford.
But I wouldn't trust anyone with my money who hadn't, though.
Yeah.
It's just I know how hard everyone at Westminster at my school worked, and I know how hard those boys worked, and I just don't trust anyone who isn't like Rishi Sunak with my cash or my country or anything. I think he's fantastic. So your column is going to be, is Rishi okay for PM?
Well, the controversial position would be that I do think he should be, because I think
Is that controversial?
Well, the wind is turning against Rishi because of this self-promotion. He's the Meghan Markle of the government.
how dare you?
He's trying
to
segue into
like
your
that.
Bullshit royal fascination. Well, I'm
you
not really, because we
you
know.
You put it on the list. You put it on the list.
Yes, but not first. You were meant to do the budget
first. Oh, my God. You're so clenched. You need to just need to... You are wound tight, sister.
Did you see the Coke thing?
Oh, the
I'm a Coke. I'm
slightly...
I was always a Coke addict. I mean, not really a Coke. No, Coca-Cola addict. He's so teeny. One line of Coke, Rishi bouncing off the walls. No, right. So did you saw that thing with?
So, but yes, that I thought that my heart slightly died. But I love a dork, and he's sort of dorkily talking about how much his favorite Coca-Cola is from Mexico.
Well, he started off by doing Coke, not a real Coke addict, obviously. And in his mind, he's actually going, uh-oh, panic stations. Because
Awooga!
Awooga, they're going to find a way.
Okay.
And then somebody might think I've actually done Coke.
Yeah.
No, Rishi.
Nope.
No one's ever going to think that you did Coke. So you're completely free to say it. And then he says, but then you could see him getting in this pickle because he was going, Coke, Coke, Coke. And he's, oh, God, I'm branding things. I mean, but not Diet Coke. And then he sort of said, I thought, is he going to stand back from the apparent brand endorsement element when he went, I mean, I don't drink Diet Coke I won't have Pepsi. Like, oh my God, you're digging the hole. In a minute, you're going to say, am I really abhor Dr. Pepper? It then subsequently transpired, and so on Twitter, everyone was going Tonto, and I hate Twitter with the idiot commentators, idiot journalists, Times, Guardian, you name them, they're all in there. Okay, play this again. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And he's really... But no, it's not. It's really boring. And there was nothing there. There, all the lefties were trying to say that it was far more damning than the Miliband banana, David, or the Miliband bacon sarnie, Ed. And do you know the other thing? Do you know when that was recorded?
When?
2 years ago.
No, was it?
2 years ago.
Oh, he's had so much more media training since then.
What was he not 2 years ago? He was not Chancellor of the Exchequer. He was still doing his A-levels. I mean, I don't know exactly what he was doing. But he was... So the point is that they have dug all the way back through Rishi's entire back catalogue of appearances to find something really shit to drop the night before the budget.
Right.
And from 2 years ago, they found him going, oh, I really like drinking Diet Coke, although the Indian one. It shows how clean he is.
Yeah, it's not going to touch.
Imagine you went
Rishi.
Back 2 years looking at Boris, you'd find 14 children, three corpses.
Yeah, three corpses. Do you want to move on to Carrie's...
Boris, segue into Carrie.
Okay, so Carrie's... She's already into doing up Downing Street, the cost of which has been reported to be either running into the tens and tens of thousands or as much as £100,000 already.
What she's done already before the story today?
Yes, yes, yes. So they are deep in... They are up to their arses in alligators in terms of this refurbishment thing. And Boris has panicked and decided to set up a charity imitating the same thing done in America that they do to preserve the White House. But the difference being that I don't think Downing Street is regularly open to the public, is it?
Oh, I was going to nod because I thought you were going to say you don't think it's listed, which it is. Yes, no, it's not open to the public.
The White House is open to the public.
The back door is open to any passing bird who wants to come in and spend 4 minutes with Boris and walk
and off. And Deliveroo. Do you remember we heard that? Do you remember we heard that story that Boris's dinner is Deliveroo every night because Carrie doesn't cook?
Did we hear that from the source close to the thing?
Yeah.
Is that a scoop?
I don't think it's a scoop. No, I don't think it's that interesting. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks that Boris doesn't eat delivery every night. But so in America, it makes sense because there are public tours of the White House. And the White House is an enormous building and it's home to all sorts of expensive kind of things and they have to pay for the upkeep. Fine. Downing Street is a pokey flat in Westminster that is quite rightly filled with shoddy IKEA crap and stuff from John Lewis. Mm-hmm. And Carrie wants to fill it with...
Some of these things.
So for example, this is not to say that any of these things are actually in Downing Street, but just for example, it hasn't said that Lulu Little is the person it's inspired by. It hasn't actually come out and said that Lulu Little has been involved in it.
How do they have any notion of her at all?
Of who at all?
Lulu Little. Where have they got her name
from? Because it's been leaked that Carrie's clearly a fan of this woman, Lulu Little, who's a designer. She's a perfectly respectable designer. She runs her own kind of atelier. She bought the last artisanal rattan weaver's workshop in England, which is in the north of England somewhere, that turns out rattan furniture, which just so happens to be enjoying a huge kind of fashionable renaissance at the moment. She sells a Venus rattan chair, which is inspired by the shape of a clamshell, upholstered in blue velvet.
Nice.
I think you can see a picture there. Do you want to have a guess at how much that cost? Oh, you've seen
it. Didn't see. £5,000, did it say?
£5,900, which for a designer chair is like, it's not that much. You know, they do cost that much, but not for Downing Street. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, not for Downing Street. Like, she was...
Well, there's this picture of Cameron here in some gopping yellow IKEA chair with an awful sort of veneered TV cabinet and a cheap telly on the top.
But the thing is, this is quite difficult for prime ministers, isn't it? Because if you do your flat up in sort of John Lewis and IKEA, everyone goes, oh, it's awful, it's gopping, oh, it's also common. And then if you spend a bit of money on it, everyone calls you Marie Antoinette. My idea...
For a column
for you... was your piece could be, hang on, Carrie, you don't need Lulu Little. Instead, let me make suggestions for your new flat. How about a kitchen table from Camden Market, costing only £500? What's a few splinters in the back of your thighs for that kind of price?
Oh, top gag. Oh, so it's a joke.
Top gag. An IKEA cupboard that you have to hire someone to put together, for which money you could have bought something nice from somewhere else instead. Some lovely wool carpets. If you skimp on the underlay, then it will cost less. And then it will take a good 6 months for the floorboards to start showing through, but you'll probably be voted out in 3 years anyway, and it'll be the next bastard's problem. Oh, yeah, I wrote all that down. I was reading that out, as you can probably tell.
That was probably...
I actually did some work. I wrote some stuff down for you. Those are good jokes. Look, forget Lulu Little. For the cut price of £10,000, Carrie Boris, no need to set up the charity, I will redecorate your flat with my suggestions.
No, you see, it's a funny idea-ish. Funnier is for me to say, don't worry, my wife will do it. Then I can do a combination of you and a sort of monstrous, over-exaggerated version of you, which is basically you.
Yeah.
So it's like, do what you did to my house. Come in, throw literally all of this stuff away, and not just throw it away, but laugh at it as it goes away on the skip.
Yeah. It was disgusting, though.
Yeah. What?
All of it.
What, my stuff?
All of your stuff.
My stuff was nice.
No, it wasn't.
I had lovely paintings.
Which I did not throw away any of your paintings. I just redistributed. You had hung every
redistributed them among the homeless.
You had hung every single picture that you owned on the same wall.
Yes, it looked like Versailles.
No, it didn't. And it was bright yellow, like canary yellow. And I said, this is an interesting colour. What colour is this? And
what,
you
the
said
walls?
Yes. And you said, I don't know. The builder went to get it for me.
Yeah.
And I said, you sent the builder to the paint shop to pick your paint colour, and you went, yes.
Don't worry, Charles, I'll come back. This is what I call this is brown.
Mm. Now, my favourite installation in your house when I moved in was the Flymo that you kept in the kitchen.
Why are you leaving it in the garden? It'll rust. Asterix comics in the downstairs loo. That was a triumph that you got rid of.
It's because it's unhygienic.
But now it's your makeup room.
No, it isn't. I've moved my makeup room.
To a different loo.
Yes. Well, where else do you want me to do my makeup?
Well, where else do you want to keep me in my Asterix comics?
The
idea of the home deck, that people would assume that we're this really sophisticated couple with our marvellous house, just like Boris and Carrie. And the truth is we fight over who gets the downstairs loo for their Asterix collection / makeup.
Yeah. And I know it's pathetic.
Sitting there in Sam's poo fumes, plastering your face on. There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, do you want, shall I move on to my next idea, which is, did you see the Space Hotel?
Yes, I did see the Space Hotel. I
Space Hotel is absolutely hilarious.
Okay, 2027, a space holiday, writes some brilliant sub at the Daily Mail. Kubrick film could become reality in floating hotel with room for 400 guests. For tourists who have been everywhere and seen everything, it could be the ultimate new destination. The first space hotel, featuring restaurants, a cinema, a spa, and room for 400 guests, could take its first reservations as early as 2027... I mean, frankly, are we even going to be going to Greece by 2027?
It would
be my top gag for that. But if plans unveiled yesterday, get off the ground. And there's a picture of it looking like...
It's called the Voyager Station.
Yeah.
And work could begin in as little as 4 years' time. Why? I would say, why bother? The hotel completes an orbit of the Earth every 90 minutes, meaning that you can see the sun rise how many times a day, do you think?
This orbits every 90 minutes.
It orbits the Earth every 90 minutes, meaning that, and this is horrifying.
Like 16 times.
Well done. It's 16 times.
So really? You feel that surprised sunrise, I managed to do that? Get in. Get maths question completely right. Mic drop. What? Oh, come on. How did I learn that? Hour and a half. So the sun rises every hour and a half. So out of 24 hours, that's going to be 16 times.
Oh, fine. fine. Okay, right. So you see the sunrise 60 times a day.
What it was about that equation that you didn't know.
I just couldn't begin to work out that kind of caper. But what day is it today? Oh, no, fine. Okay, so,
that's God, you can't even... It's Wednesday, darling. What does that mean?
No, I'm just multitasking a bit too much. So it's going to be built also by a Californian company, obviously, yeah. Because the whole of Silicon Valley is utterly obsessed with space. I don't know why. I can't think of anything more boring. I thought your column could be how boring a day on the Voyager station would be. Hotels are quite boring at the best of times, but in space, oh my God.
Yes.
It might conflict with your other hotel work.
So, as a person who does as a TV holidays hotels
as a hotel
person,
expert,
as a hotel expert, I should write about it. No, the funny column to write about it surely is that hotels are always disappointing. So the point is, you would get there, but you wouldn't be able. So the sun would rise, but you wouldn't have a view of it. It's very much.
We're working towards the same point.
You're making the joke. It's Irma, the joke in the Garfield cartoon. You're talking about.
I've got another. Thing.
So, but wait a minute, and I'd like to. So, and at the sort of 3 days of the holiday, say I want to get the, and I want to go back to Earth now. Oh, you want to go back to Earth? Well, you should have booked the deluxe holiday.
Exactly.
So it's the different tiers.
Okay. How about a TripAdvisor column? So your column is a long TripAdvisor complaint about your visit to Voyager Station. So, dear sir, so 2027, July. Dear sir, having paid, it's going to cost 50 million quid a trip.
Is it 50 million a trip?
Oh, no, hang on. It's 50 million quid a trip to visit the International Space Station.
Fuck, it is 50 million.
Yeah. So it would be having spent...
50 million pounds.
On a trip to Voyager Station.
I was appalled by the standard of the crudité.
I am 10 stone. Well, are you 10 stone? How much do you weigh? 12 stone. How much do you weigh? 12 stone. It says that it won't be zero gravity, but the gravity will be kind of alleviated. So if you're 10 stone, you will feel like you only weigh 23 pounds. I don't know how much 23 pounds is. How much is 23 pounds? As opposed to stone.
But it's about 1¾ stones.
Okay. So you won't be weightless, but you will feel very light. As a 23 stone man, I expected to feel as if I weighed only 4 stone. But in fact, it was, you know what I mean? Like pointless kind of TripAdvisor.
I didn't really see that many TripAdvisor things.
Read 3 and you'll get the idea. So you could do a hilarious kind of pooterish, like TripAdvisor, long TripAdvisor complaint about your visit to Voyager Station.
They always basically complain about the price. It wasn't good value. I was prepared to pay 50 million if I got the...
My spacewalk was hampered by...
I'm not that sort of gend up on TripAdvisor, but I do think the thing about just saying how it will fall away from reality, because in hotels, you know, the greeting's always really crap and you always have the crap room and you couldn't get the right cushions and the...
What I don't understand about hotels is that why don't they understand that you just want to go to your room and wash your hands and face and just lie down in your bed for like 2 minutes and then go to the pool. Why do they always keep you in reception for ages?
The check-in process is really annoying.
And then give you a really long tour of the hotel. And you're literally like, you need a wee, your eyes hurt. You just like, just
get me to very well giving me a special local cold lemonade drink.
Yeah, I don't want that. Give it to me later. Let me get changed. I've been in these clothes for 10 hours.
What about, I was disappointed, it was not as near the beach as I'd hoped.
Yeah.
Proximity to local shops and services, not good.
I could see the Great Wall of China, but only once a day.
I could see the Great Wall of China, but that's a good joke to be done around
my
the
view,
but I wasn't allowed to go and walk along it.
Right. The view of the Great Wall of China was very disappointing. It was tiny. And so far away. I was promised a view of, but it was tiny and so far away.
Well, obviously I had a sea view. But...
That's kind of all I've got, actually.
Really?
What? You said you had loads of stuff.
Well, no, I've written down the stories. Is that... okay, well, not really. Don't look through a fucking catalogue.
It's Bowden!
But what do you mean? There's not
I'm
a story
waiting,
in it.
I'm waiting for you.
No! Nobody will believe you're leaping through a Bowden catalogue as well. They'll think we've staged it to try and give a picture of a crap bourgeois North London couple when she
come
actually...
Come on.
Put it away. I'm not talking to you if you're leaping through a Bowden catalogue.
Right, I'm listening.
Right. I thought, for example, cricket is to get in the budget a £300 million. Don't look at me like that.
I'm listening. This is my listening face. So are you telling me that Rishi Sunak likes cricket? He's giving cricket some money.
No, I don't know. Money's got to be funded on given to sport, and cricket is to get £300 million. But I'm going to suggest the £300 million that they should
spend on cricket.
What you should spend it on cricket, like for example, teas. Really nice teas.
Oh, because there was that whole thing with teas the other day.
Turning it back to the old days. Because the problem with cricket is it's gone to piss because of all the right. Having to make it short for thick people. So instead of wearing pyjamas, money could be spent on actually wearing 9-button fly flannels with a turn up when they're playing cricket.
And leather shoes.
Lovely cotton shirts tailored like in the old days with woolen jumpers. Mm-hmm. And wearing having things like a coloured sash to tie up your trousers like Isengard used to have in the 19th century. You could spend it on getting rid of T20 and all the kind of boring kinds of fast cricket which they have to do to make people
to make it go back to
the 5-day form of the game, put more influx into that.
Why would you need money to get rid of T20?
Well, because they have to play this awful shortened wham bam smash version of the
because
game
because it makes money,
because people go and watch it.
Okay,
because people don't have the patience anymore
to
go and watch long boring matches that end in a draw. So you could spend the money on paying them to go and watch them. And money on... Anyway, that's not going to work, is it?
Oh, it might. It depends on how much you want to write about cricket. But what I'm thinking is that I think you wrote a thing on cricket recently.
I wrote one this morning and one last week. But I'm feeling the cricket vibe.
I'm on a roll.
Right. Did you see... Oh, I don't really have anything.
You do. Give me your list.
No!
I've got lots of things. You had fun one about someone being paid £350,000
an hour. Oh, yeah, so Chris
Pone. Afraid I can't get that out of my head.
What rhymes with Pone?
Rhymes with Pone.
There we go. Reclusive Boss takes home record £343 million. So Sir Chris Hone...
Reclusive Boss of what?
Well, no one knows.
Oh, really?
Well, of course they know. I mean, that was a joke about reclusion. He's the reclusive boss of Children's Investment Fund.
Oh,
it's just some hedge fund.
Right.
The billionaire hedge fund manager being paid a record £343 million a year. It's equivalent to £940,000 a day.
So what would you do with that?
What would you do with the money?
What would you do with the $900,000? Yeah. You could do your cricket thing within that. You could, like, that could be an umbrella thing about, you could give some to carry to do up the flat.
Break it. Yes, that's true.
You could do one of those things where you take that and you say, okay, I've got 900 of that, and then you could use that to do a kind of portrait of the week kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. So we take the 343 million a year.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, pay. You could pay Meghan and Harry to go away and be quiet forever.
It's genius. So that's a very good idea. What would I do?
What would I do?
Pay Meghan and Harry to go away.
To go away.
10 mil? 20 mil? What? How much would you have to pay? No, but you have to pay me 10 million to go away. If you wanted me, do you know our dear friend Henry Dimbleby, co-founder of Leon, who got out of it and is our great mate, and he often starts conversations with, so Jiley, how much do you think really just to stop to never work again? And it's a conversation that people have, and it's really how much it is. And you're, I would think some people say 5, I say 10, and it all depends on how much money you have, and we have to accept that we're in the
rate?
Top 1% or 0.1%. So to pay James Dyson to go away, it would be £13 billion. But to pay me, you know, to pay, what would I need to never have to work again? And I reckon £10 million, you could never hear from me again.
So,
and this is literally an invitation
to. If you go to GoFundMe, then there's a little picture of Giles.
Wait a minute, but this ties in as well to the Boris and
donate me. Go
the Boris
me.
And Carrie fund.
Yep.
So first of all, you're Sir Chris Hone.
Yep.
You pay money to have the word pone eradicated from the dictionary so that people don't just think. Do you Chris know what a pone is, by the way, Ben? Because Ben might be too young for a pony and trap crap. Going for, oh, and Sam always says, oh, no, make way, got to go for a massive pone. So to be the richest man in the world and to be known as Sir Chris Pone. In fact, supposing we could start a movement for Cockneys like Danny Dyer to go, I'm just going for, oh, dear, large curry last night, going for a Chris Hone. So you pay some money to not be named after a pone.
Yeah.
Then you'd pay money to the Boris and Carrie fund.
Yeah.
The Meghan and Harry go away, I think, 50 mil.
It sounds like that's more than their combined...
Netflix deal is worth some stuff. Could you pay the Obamas to fuck off? Or do people not want that?
Don't want that.
Have I not read the room?
What else could you do with all of that money? You could...
go on the space thing.
Go on the space thing. Go on holiday in space.
What's how much?
Go on holiday anywhere.
50...
Yes, they haven't said
exactly.
Anything. You can
£50 million to go in space, or £55 million to go to Paphos.
Yep, great. Because you could do so. What's good is, but is, and this is also going to last until Saturday. Because whatever happens, you can just, it can be like
keep
topping it up with other kind of topical things.
Mysticals.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen. Do what you're.
So
right,
what
you know.
I would do with 343 million a year, that's quite good. I could top up because
you could slash corporation tax out of the effing.
I could slash corporation tax back to 19% and save myself 30 grand a year.
Yeah,
how would that?
Hang on a second.
Happen?
It does seem so. When you are like a billionaire madman.
Yeah.
The first stage seems to be prepping, right? So you buy a motorbike and like a nuclear bunker and like loads of like your own water supply, and then the next stage of like megalomania tech billionaireness seems to be space.
I'm sorry, I was just doing out the sums, which tell me that I'd have to write 15 million columns a year. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. And for the full live experience, tune into my show on Times Radio every Friday from 1 till 4.
Past Imperfect with Rachel Sylvester and Alice Thompson, a weekly series of in-depth interviews with high-profile figures examining how overcoming the challenges of their early lives shaped the people they've become. This week, Conservative politician and MP for Tatton, Esther McVeigh, opens up about her early life as a Barnardo's child, becoming a TV presenter, and why she became a politician.
There's something very courageous, I think, in a young child. And I think because you're not worn down by battles you've faced and lost, you've got the courage to press ahead.
Past Imperfect with Rachel Sylvester and Alice Thompson. Esther McVeigh in her own words. Now available as a podcast. Listen on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.